And I don't know if everyone has that same sense or same upbringing. And I
Sure.
think that is very much not unique to being Filipino, but it is characteristic, I think,
Yeah.
of being a Filipino surrounded by other Filipinos, especially family.
Right.
And I also think in our families, in both sides of my family, there's like a sense of humor that is like very particular and like little turns of phrase, little like quick things that kind of keep your mind on its toes, you know?
Yeah.
So I think even though I'm my Tagalog and my Bisaya isn't great, like
Yeah.
I do think that way of thinking has made its way into my writing in English.
Love it. I love that. Now, throughout your career, because you've been doing this for a hot minute, do you have any experiences that have made you super proud?
That's a good question. You know, the one that comes to mind immediately is so since I was in high school, since like 2008, I think my biggest artistic influence is this hip hop artist named Shad. Right now he's based in Toronto, Ontario. Yeah, he's a legend. So from like 2008, I remember exactly when I was first introduced to his music. I remember that whole experience. I can still recite that first song that I heard, like mostly front to back. And he knows this. Like he knows the influence that he's had on me as a artist and as a person. But earlier this year, I got to open for him here in Vancouver.
That's wild.
Yeah, so he played a sold out Hollywood theater, and I got to open that night. And it was like, it was so like this. That's the kind of moment where, that's one that I would tell my younger self. Like, I'm glad that you kept going because you just opened for the person that's like kind of kickstarted your artist career.
Oh, I love it. And I'm so, like, I asked that question because I'm passionate about, like, artists, creative. I think it's so important for a city's culture and just even humanity, right? But I also know how difficult it is to live the light of a creative, and to hear, like, when things come full circle almost, you know, it's, I think it's important to share, to kind of at least be an inspiring to others that are out there that are, you know, might not be in that place yet, right? And the fact that, you know, things do come full circle sometimes. And I just love to hear that, you know.
I appreciate you saying that because honestly, and you were saying like how difficult it is to be an artist. I mean, there's the career and the money and the business part of that, but there's also the like identity and the existential crises that come with like, am I an artist? Am I not? What am I doing with my life? And to be honest, I've like swayed and dropped the artist path many times. Like, it's not been a linear thing all these years. Like, and so I recently picked it up kind of like with a renewed sense of purpose, maybe like last summertime. And yeah, because I've worked in the music industry in other roles, but the role of being an artist, like I've recently come back to that, like middle of June, I think last year. And so to start off the year opening for Shad, I think was a big affirmation that, okay, I'm glad that I continued and I persisted and I think I'm on the right path.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now, speaking of this renewed energy and the year that you've been on, what kind of things do you have on the go over the next little while?
Yeah, the biggest thing is that I'm finishing up an album. This album has been 8 years in the making, and it's one of the things that I've dropped off, I've picked up, I've dropped off, I've picked up. And in this return to being an artist, it was the first thing that I was like, okay, I need to finally finish this project. And I think maybe in a sentence, that album is about growing into the artist and person that I've been trying to be all these years. And I think the reason I couldn't finish it before is because I just wasn't that person yet. So now I'm like, okay, I think I've grown into who I wanted to be. Let's finish it.
Hey, so when can we expect it then, would you say?
Yeah, at the end of, yeah, end of summertime.
End of summertime. Okay, that's great because, you know, CJSF would love to play some tracks. So I, you know, please stay connected because I cannot
Thanks.
wait to hear for sure. Now, one
Of
of the
course.
things that I love to talk about on the show is food. I'm also a creative as well. I cook on the side. That is one of the things that I do. So food is important to me. And I am curious, like, what are some of the favorite things that you like eating these days?
Oh, like eating. Okay, my favorite, I'm actually close to Main Street right now. And my favorite thing to eat on Main Street is if you go to Pho Goodness, I think that's like Main and 17th. The number 25 pho with lemongrass chicken, but with the pho satay added on top. I know the order. That's my favorite thing to eat. Yeah, I love that dish so much. And then and separately, like I recently made I've been trying to cook and bake more interesting foods again.
Love
And
that.
yeah, I had some time this weekend and I made a batch of chewy chocolate chip cookies and they're like so perfect right now.
Okay, two things. I love that. That is so incredible. I actually am going to put the details to the restaurant in the show notes. You know what I mean? Because I think it's important. People like do listen for food tips and
Okay.
food talk and all the things. So I'm definitely going to include that as well. I can't believe that I'm
Nice.
already coming to a close of our conversation, but I do want
Sure.
to give you an opportunity to maybe like, is there anything that you want to share with listeners that you might not have shared already?
I mean, I can think of two things real quick. So I think the first thing is that I've released the first two singles off the album already. The first one is called Waterboy, which is about my experience working at this water shop that my uncle owns for like over a decade now. And it's kind of where my music career begins. Because I wrote my first songs there, I learned how to produce music there. So that's Waterboy. And the second single is called Gardens. And Gardens features a local legend and friend of mine named Kimortal. And it speaks to my love for hip hop and like my love for people. So yeah, those songs are out. If people want a taste of what the album is going to sound like, it's those are some pretty good starting points. And then I think the last thing I'd say is like, yeah, I think it's like a little corny, but like listen to your heart, I think. Because like like I said earlier, I've picked up the artist career, I've dropped it, like I've lost track of how many times I've done it. And I think last summertime I was navigating a bit of a tough time and I was kind of like, what do I feel called to do right now? And it was to pick up music again. And this time it feels like I'm really holding on to it and taking care of it and giving it the attention that it deserves and it needs to grow into what I want it to. So yeah, listen to your heart because it's telling you things all the time.
Hey, listen to your heart. Francis, thank you so much for joining me today on CJSF. But before I let you
Of
go,
course.
how could people get connected with you, especially for the tracks that you just mentioned, and then you're going to have your upcoming album. How can we connect?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Francis Arevalo. It's spelled Francis. My last name is spelled A-R-E, V as in Victor, A-L-O. My social media is Francis Arevalo Music on all the platforms. And then all the music is on all the streaming platforms and Bandcamp. I think that's all of them. And yeah, also like if you're in Vancouver, I work at Cascade Water still for like part time, so come say what's up. Like
Yes, Cascade
come bug
Water.
me. Come bug me. Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Francis, thank you so much for being insightful, sharing your journey, and joining me on Beats and Eats. And I am definitely going to ensure that I have like all the links in the show notes, you know what I mean? Including ways to like listen to some of your tracks and stuff and to connect with you. So again, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's been so beautiful in the chat.
And that was my conversation with Francis Arevalo. And now I am going to play a couple of tracks that he has recently released. The first track that we're going to hear is Waterboy, followed by Gardens.
Yes, now water. Chase his dreams, oh, they make guess we'll wait and see if he gon' chase his dreams or they make believers. I hope he knows that there's more in store, yeah. Now imagine this, a young Francis with talent for raps and this little knack for the language, he had the wit, he's passionate, a path that he had to stick. He's a water boy, but he knows he's wanted more. At the water store, rapping while mopping floors. At his day job, 6 days a week till it pays off. Helping customers while playing beats. But sooner or later, 10 years pass. Many jobs, but he still finds his way back. He's not leaving Van City now, he's committed. This is what he signed up for, and he hasn't quit it. People wonder what the hell he's still doing here. Why is he wasting his time? He should use a mirror. While he's wondering where all of this is going then. All he knows, Cascade keeps holding it. There's not water for. Will he go and seize it? Will he go explore? Guess we'll wait and see if he gon' chase his dreams. Are they make-believers? I hope he knows that there's more in store, yeah. There's that water for. Will he go and seize it? Will he go explore? Guess we'll wait. Another day, another dollar bill. But I swear there's a hole in my wallet still. Used to want a copper meal if we're talking real. I really used to want a deal, now I got a deal. All I want to build is life that can hold me. Sown so deep, growth moving slowly. Now all I want to feel is light I can grow from. All I want to feel is the life that I've chosen. No one knows of the sacrifices I made just to rap the nicest. Kept crafting these raps with a passion. I just kept writing my past just to pass my crisis. Now I'm still here, no I'm never gonna leave this. Promise to be the kind of queer to believe in. Keep dreaming even on days that I want to stop. I found my flow at the water shop.
We'll see if you never leave. So boy, you better leave. We'll fly if you never try.
Try.
So boy, you better try.
Try.
We'll go if you never go.
Go.
So boy, you better go. Yeah. Now boy, you better go. Yeah. Now boy, you better go.
There's that water boy. Will he go and seize it? Will he go explore? Guess we'll wait and see. Then make believers. I hope he knows that there's more in store, yeah. There's that waterfall. Will he go and seize it? Will he go explore? Guess we'll wait and see. He gon' chase his dreams. Are they make believers? I hope he knows that there's more in store, yeah.
Yeah. I've been reflecting on the ways people will fall in love. I remember when we met, I was just popping up. I wrote you poems from my notebooks in the hallways. You could ask my homies, I was thinking about you all day, like always. You were the reason I ain't get all A's. Reason I ain't sleeping, causing daydreaming in all ways. Remember staying up late with me at the ball cage and shining your light bright on me on the dark days. After school, you were the person that I called to vent. The last person that I spoke to when I fall to bed. You always listened and picked me up when I fall instead. Reminded me that I still have listening to some common sense. Was so in love with introducing you to all my friends. Instead of eating, I just have your food for thought instead. The roast of fruit from concrete, you and me reading. I fall asleep to your voice repeating.
We can grow a garden. We can grow a garden now.
When the crew was skateboarding, we were off to the side. CD players and our pens, friends passing the time. Oh, you listen to Kick Push 2 and Kick Push 2. Whispering, I just want to kick it, miss school and spit too. Do you remember what we do to listen? To mixtapes, bootlegs, and them cool new chopped and screwed editions. Couldn't believe the kind of tunes dudes was missing. Some underage hungry school children chilling with food and liquor. You told me, shh. Listen to the lyrics. If you really hear it, you might scoop some wisdom. If you really feel it, you find euphemism. Speaking truth in lyrics all through the music hidden. Close your eyes, imagine lives you could visit. Time traveling by sampling voices with it. Skipping class fast, pen in hand, leaving no margins. In the rose garden, listening to Rose Garden.
We can grow a garden.
We can grow
a garden.
I'm grateful for everything you were showing me. Goodness takes time, gardens grow slowly. Poetry, knowing all of this stops. Remember how we fell in love with hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop.
All this love will grow for you. It's coming up in time.
We will blossom this life.
Blossom.
And that was Francis Arevalo with Waterboy and Gardens, two tracks that were just released and will appear on his album at the end of summertime. So I hope that we basically get the opportunity to have more of his tracks to play later on this summer. And I'm going to have details about his fave restaurant, Faux Goodness, as well as all the details of number 25, just in case you want to order that as well. And speaking of food, I have a guest here with me today. It's my colleague, actually. So Danny's in the house from CJSF, here to talk about a recipe.
Yes, yes, I am. Hey. Because I remember when you first started Beats and Eats, you talked about wanting people in to like talk about a recipe that was special to them.
100%.
And this was one that I made for the first time a few weeks ago, but I found it from a recipe book. When I was visiting my partner's parents' house, I was looking through all of their old recipe books, and I came across this one for a stuffed fish recipe.
Hey.
And the stuffed fish recipe I thought was like really interesting because it's a Parsi dish. And okay. Like the Parsis are like an ethnic group within India, like the northern part of India, that originated from like a group of refugees that came from Iran in about like the 7th century or something. So their cuisine is very like it's very distinctly Indian, but mm-hmm. at the same time, like there are those like subtle sort of like Persian influences okay. in there as well. And this recipe, I was kind of floored by how much I loved it. Hey. So essentially, you can use like any sort of white fish, but okay. the recipe recommends that you use like a whole okay. fish. And so what it is the fish, once you get it, you would rub it with like lemon juice and salt mm-hmm. just all over and let it sit for like an hour. Okay. And after that hour, you just like pat it dry. Mm-hmm. Once you do that, the actual flavor of the dish comes from the masala. So it is 8 tablespoons of shredded coconut, a whole bunch of fresh coriander, like cilantro. So like, you know, when you go to the grocery store and you get like a whole bunch, like that entire bunch.
For real?
Yes, okay, okay. Stems and all, use okay. it for the recipe.
Love.
8 fresh green chilies. I ended up using serranos, and I thought that actually turned out like really good
nice.
For the recipe.
Nice.
1 teaspoon of cumin seeds, 6 cloves of garlic. So not shying away from that. And 2 teaspoons of sugar, and then 2 more teaspoons of lemon juice.
Okay.
So you can either mash that up in like a mortar and pestle mm-hmm. or do what I did, which was just blend that in a food processor, which was really easy. And then once you've done that, once it becomes kind of like a thick paste consistency, rub it all over. And traditionally, I think this recipe is called patrani machi, okay. and it's usually like steamed in a banana leaf. Wow. I did not have a banana leaf, so I wrapped it in foil and put it in my oven, and I just rubbed it all over, stuffed the inside of the fish with it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of it, so you be generous. And it was so delicious. Uh-huh. Like the fish came out so perfectly. Like I think I might have overcooked it a little bit, but just because it was covered in that like, in just so much. Chili and lemon juice and garlic and salt and all that. Like it just came out so well, and it just tasted so fresh despite being in the oven for as long as it was.
I love that. Do you think this would also work if you did it in the barbecue? Like because you wrap it with
the foil type
yeah,
of thing.
I think it definitely would. The foil, I think, yeah, like kind of like traps in the moisture. But honestly, like after making it, I thought like you don't necessarily need to do this with a whole fish. Like you could get like a whole like fillet or a half fish or something and just like rub it all over and then just put that in the oven or barbecue. And I think it would still come out deliciously.
I love it. What did you have it with?
Oh, okay. So this was around Persian New Year.
Yeah.
And Persian New Year, usually one of like the main dishes you have is sabzi polo mahi, which is like herbed rice with fried fish.
Okay.
And so I ended up making like herb-heavy Persian rice, which is usually like dill and a lot of cilantro. And then you cook that with the rice as it's like boiling. I find that people get weirded out by this, but the way that like Persian rice is traditionally made is like very similar to how like pasta is made.
Yeah.
So you like boil it in an excess of water.
Yeah.
You don't measure.
Yeah.
And then
very Jamaican, by the way.
And then once it's at a point where it's like almost cooked but not quite, then you drain it, strain it, put it back in the pot and then let it steam for like the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
And if you do that, it comes out like each grain is like completely like, individual.
That's the way when we make rice and peas for Jamaican dishes, that is the consistency of the rice. Like it's not sticky. It's literally like individual, individual grains of rice. So I love that. Yeah. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then a bit of saffron on top. Yeah.
Listen, if you can afford it.
I'm very privileged that my parents seem to have like an endless amount. And like my parents aren't like the wealthiest people in the world, but you know, when you visit Iran enough times, it stockpiles.
It's a must.
Yeah.
It's a must. And did you, like, would you sometimes have, like, some kind of salad with it at all? Or would it be strictly, like, a rice complement?
I personally, I'm fine with just fish and rice.
Same.
But others, I think, like, a pretty classic salad is, like, salad Shirazi, which is, like, a bunch of really finely cubed cucumber, tomato, and red onion. Ooh. And then you mix that with like, again, some like dill, olive oil, lemon juice, salt, pepper, and that's literally it.
Okay, so my last question, did you take a photo of this by chance when you made the dish?
I'm so sorry. I did. I ate it so, like, I was, after I ate the dish, I was like, what the heck? Like, I should have taken a photo, but I was so, like, ready to eat.
And yeah.
It was one of those moments. So maybe that signifies something.
Yes, it is. It does. Because I would have said I would have posted it on, you know, Beats and Eats BC Instagram account. But next time,
I will definitely be making this recipe again.
Yes, please make it again. And I would love to post it. But if you are following Beats and Eats, please message me, send me a DM if you want to have the recipe. We'll send it, but you know, reach out, let us know, and we will definitely send you an email with all the deets. So thank you, Danny, for joining me. I appreciate it. Look at us keeping the food energy, you know what I mean, on Beats and Eats. I love it.
We all love food here, I think.
We absolutely do. And oh my gosh, I'm coming up to the end of the show. I want to thank you for joining me today on Beats and Eats. We heard from some really fun folks. And I have finally found a theme song for this show. It is actually called Eat the Beat. And I am going to play it. I haven't kind of done my show promo or anything like that, but I thought it would be kind of fun to end off this show with that track. This is a quite of an extended mix version of it, but I'm actually loving it. So I hope you enjoy it as much as you do. And looking forward to being back on air next Thursday. All right, here we go with Eat the Beat, and they're by the Virgin Prunes. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert Brinkley. Nearly one in three black children.
Just an ominous sight in the rearview mirror.
Oh, no. You'd have a flashing blue light.
Ding, 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 ding
Just an ominous sight in the rearview mirror.
Good afternoon, officer. Good afternoon, officer.
Good afternoon, sir. In a hurry, are we?
Please, no, officer.